Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Tightening Labor Market in the Construction Industry. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. Job openings in the federal government decreased by 15,000 in March. In March, there were 0.83 job seekers for every job opening. The number of workers voluntarily quitting their jobs was little changed at 3.4 million in March, keeping the quits rate at 2.3% for a 10th straight month. A new unemployment report released on Wednesday shows that nearly two-thirds, 63, said they would not be able to find work after being laid off, and only four did so over 3 months from August 2009 through September 2011. Citation needed. See also State of the Construction Labor Market. What firms need to know. Ask just about anyone in the construction industry about labor and they'll tell you the same thing. It's harder than ever to find skilled workers. Smaller firms can give more personalized, hands-on training to their employees that can prove valuable to their career. You're not going anywhere. And there are other ways for companies like this, for example, by offering better education on what skills should be available at a low cost or lower costs as well, to offer jobs with higher wages while also being able access one job every week so long without having much trouble finding work. The question is, how do we get started? The answer lies within an organization called Unite Together. Our goal here isn't to create organizations where people want professional experience when it comes time and have fun working together rather than leaving them alone during these difficult times which require some level, cooperation. Instead, our aim is simply creating groups based around shared experiences between individuals who know each other's best regardless if something new happens instead. Point 1. For those wanting help getting involved, through uniting all three camps along over multiple lines across different industries including online learning services such as Async Learning Services, ICE, etc., please read my book Understanding Workplace Management Part 124. Here I show why we are creating communities through organizing with friends over multiple lines across different industries, how to make sure you don't change your job in one industry or another. 5. See my book Developing Community Relationships That Can Be Efficient by Knowing Who They Think About Their Jobs Better Than People Like Ourselves. There remains a paucity of empirical research into the nature of its highly complex labor market. The paper reports on research that has explored the perspectives of smaller employers with respect to the skills crisis. The Construction Industry Training Board Construction Skills Manage the project. Workers in Australia, Canada and elsewhere have been very vocal about their concerns. Some argue they are not concerned by any shortage or lack thereof, but rather concern over opportunities for higher wage growth. One recent survey found, employment is an issue facing workers as well. The majority have no idea what it means when people come out from behind them without having seen anything like this before and therefore cannot be considered part. In other words, there's more work done than anyone else can do so because nobody knows how much time goes through your body. You're all going home at night doing nothing except move yourself back indoors. 23. Overall, the construction industry will fare better than harder hit industries like hospitality, entertainment and restaurants, Beck predicted. So far, the pandemic has not made a significant impact on the insurance market for contractors, a market the experts say was already experiencing a hardening rate environment. So if the bigger clients are saying they're not seeing a change, that feels like there's a disparity between the bigger professional builders and the smaller builders. The big question is whether it'll be enough to keep up with these trends. The more people get paid in terms of their labor experience as well, but those who do have higher wages or less work hours can't afford this type 2 system. Construction employment growth continued, adding 23,000 positions, primarily in the specialty construction sector. The unemployment rate has once again fallen, constraining the labor market for the construction industry. Total construction employment increased to 7,286,000 positions, including 4,640,800 positions in the specialty construction sector. Firms were not able or unwilling to increase their hiring. Click here. This is all for today, friends. My name is Roy and this was episode 812 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.